Good evening, everyone. This is the regular monthly meeting of the PNB Coordinating Committee. My name is Tracy. I'm the chair. It is November 3rd at 5:41 p.m. We're going to start by taking the roll. George Reiter?
Here.
Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Rico Ross? Joe Andrala? Esio Wangaza? Nia Beriaco? Tracy Rosenberg, myself, I'm here. That's a quorum of five. So, hi everyone, and welcome. The first thing I guess we're going to do is take a look at the October 21st minutes, which were emailed out last night. Is everybody in receipt of those?
I am.
I think there was one spelling error or, you know, typing error, but other than that, they look good to me.
Oh, no, a typo. That could be.
Fingers, it didn't walk right.
Do you want to tell me where the typo is and I can try to fix it?
If I look again, I can tell you. Just a minute. I'm sorry. I should have made a note of it.
Well, if not, it's not the end of the world, but...
Oh, I figured that. I just couldn't resist pointing it out, Tracy. Why not? Ah, here they are. Okay.
Okay, well, while Arlene is looking for that, does anybody else have any comments about the minutes, objections, problems?
Well, no, I don't see it, so maybe I just imagined it.
Oh, no, Coordinating Committee acts George and Arlene.
That was it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was towards the end there. Okay. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes as agended? I assume that I'm going to turn acts to asks, and I have done so.
Okay.
Any objection to approving the minutes as agended, as amended? Okay, that's done. I sent out a draft agenda. It's not terribly complicated. It would have come with the final PNB notice because it was up on KPFTX, but I'll do it quickly. Basically, it has two items, Houston logistics and 2001 meeting schedule, because we had decided we would make a decision on our recommendation on that. The other two items left over from last week were the board member orientation packet, and I think LaVarne has gone ahead and scheduled a meeting regarding that.
So
we can announce that quickly. And the last item was regarding the affiliate director election. And I guess the only thing to say about that is hopefully George and Arlene did in fact send the information they said they would.
I think I sent it right after the meeting, but just in case I didn't, I sent it today to Afia and Jim.
Okay. I sent it during the meeting. I mean, mine was just a letter to Ursula's. So.
Okay. Then I think
that before too, but I wasn't positive. And when I read the minutes, I thought, "Oops! Just in case, I'll do it again."
Okay. Then I think that's pretty much that. So, are there any objections to approving this agenda?
How did you send the agenda?
What I did was I put the agenda into KPFTX, so when the announcement came this morning of the meeting, it should have been in there. If you want to hold on, I'll just forward it to you right now.
Okay.
Does that work? Okay. Let me just go find it.
Don't look for it because I'll go the other way.
I did want to add something about counting the affiliate votes.
Okay.
That seemed to be somehow contentious. I'm not sure why, but deciding how we're going to do that.
Okay. I will add that then as sort of item three. Any other changes? Any objections to going forward? Okay, good. So item one is Houston Logistics. Bill is here, which is great. Basically, apart from the issue of the date of the meeting, we did approve last meeting, a recommendation to move the meeting to the fourth weekend in January rather than the third weekend in January. So I guess the PMB is going to have to decide that one way or the other on Friday. Apart from that, is there any progress on facilities or location?
Well, this is Bill. I haven't done a whole lot, actually. I've been talking to several people about seeing if we can find a place other than a hotel. A few people have offered some suggestions. Not too many people are helping a whole lot, but I sent an email out to the new board members, and several of them have come forward and said they can help with some things, too. So everybody's been kind of busy with elections and all that, but hopefully we'll make a little more progress in the next week. And we can still go back to a hotel. There are a lot of hotels in Houston, and it's not, you know, real busy time of year, so I don't think that would be necessarily too difficult to arrange one of those. But one of the issues that several people have suggested places that are too far out, you know, they're less expensive, but, you know, one was up in Conroe, which is a place up north of Houston. Another was down the south side of Houston, down by NASA. And so I sort of told them that wouldn't work because of public transit, plus it's just too hard to get around. We'd waste too much time doing a station tour and things like that. So I assume that's correct.
Just LeBarn, if you're going to suggest Conroe, then you might as well have it in what's that other place? Those places like called Cut and Run, Texas, or someplace like that.
Cut and shoot. Try to get it straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the main issue with that would be, well, no public transportation, no buses, and also, although we could arrange something if somebody, you know, wouldn't mind coming and staying all day, I guess, or making reservations with, you know, another volunteer, and also just it would take a lot of time or more time getting people to and from the station tour for a reception. But anyway,
okay.
We kind of just started looking, and several people said they'd have time after because of the election.
Okay, so we have a final version of the meeting room requirements document, which I sent to Richard this afternoon. It went back and forth a bit between John and Christine and so on. So you should have that.
When did you send it? Did I get it too?
I think I sent it just to Richard and to Christine, so let me go ahead and send it to you as well.
Okay, because I have the earlier version, but I'm not sure what's...
Yeah, nothing really major changed, but a couple of little things kind of moved back and forth the way that things do. But I'll forward it to you right now.
Okay.
And Christine is going to put that in some kind of permanent Pacifica board binder thing.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else about Houston logistics that we can or should do at this point, or is that pretty much it?
I guess that's about it. If I guess other questions come up, I'll just email you or Christine or everybody on the coordinating committee. Until we start getting up, you know, more specifics back, you know, then we may have some issues on the river. You know, if we do this, it may cost more, but we can save on something else and that sort of thing.
Okay, good. This looks like this is going to be a nice, easy meeting. Well, we'll see. okay, so... Unless anyone objects, I think we'll move the agenda, which is to our 2011 meeting schedule. I apologize. I sent a sort of a placeholder motion to the PNB just to make it clear the coordinating committee would have some motions, but the motion didn't quite track to exactly what we wanted to bring to the PNB on Friday. So I just want to kind of get that clarified and get our final recommendation together. The first part of it involved the Houston meeting being January 29th to 31st instead of 21st through 23rd. That we voted on formally at the last meeting. And then we had some proposed 2011 meeting schedules for the rest of the year. I guess I should also tell you guys that there's a motion coming before the Finance Committee on Thursday to cut down to two in-person meetings next year. I don't know how, George, you're going to want to handle that if it does pass the Finance Committee on Thursday.
I'm going to rule it out of order because it's a violation of the bylaws.
Okay. That takes care of that. Okay, so the other two sort of pieces of this is we had talked about the possibility of switching the Washington and Los Angeles meeting so that we would be meeting in Los Angeles in April, and we would be meeting in Washington in July, and the reason for that was the cost of hotels in D.C. in April, which is sort of prime cherry blossom tourist season. The way that we left it was that the folks from those signal areas, only one of which is here, would sort of come back with a description of whether they thought that was a good idea or a bad idea based on their local knowledge. So, Alonzo, I guess you would be up here. Yeah, we were going to sort of make a final decision on whether it was a good idea or a bad idea to switch the Washington meeting from April to July and the Los Angeles meeting from July to April because we would spend less money in Washington in July. Do you agree with that recommendation?
Well, that's what I found. So congratulations. So, well, I guess from your experience, you should know these things. It does appear to be cheaper in July than in April. And also, you've had experience with those dates. For example, the Capitol Skyline Hotel, which is where the first meeting I ever went to, took place during that kind of time of the year. And last time, it was in the Renaissance Hotel. In last winter,
mm-hmm.
And I saw you all must have gotten a very good price because the price is kind of high at that time of the year, and it's much lower in July.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like July would be a better deal.
Okay. Rico's not here from Los Angeles, so. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of any reason why Los Angeles would be problematic in April. Does anybody want to... I mean, is there anybody on the call that has an opinion about that?
Well, what I wanted to know was why is Los Angeles cheaper in the spring? Is it because of the weather or because of the price?
I don't think it actually is. I think the argument that we're making is that Los Angeles isn't considerably more expensive at one time or the other, and Washington is. In other words, we're recommending the change in order to minimize the cost in Washington.
I know that, but my question is Los Angeles cheaper in the spring?
I don't know. I'd be inclined to think probably not, but it's probably not a whole lot more expensive either. Does anybody have any sense of Los Angeles? No.
I can see that D.C. is cheaper in July. My question is Los Angeles cheaper in the spring? In April?
I don't know. I would assume that it would be.
Okay.
Because, you know, in terms of a destination for spring vacation, it's basically more like a summer vacation site for Los Angeles. I don't know about.
Okay. I just wanted that for my information.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
So given that, I think that we can pretty much entertain the motion that we were going to entertain, which was to switch the Los Angeles and Washington meetings to minimize costs. Does someone want to take that motion?
Well, I have two questions. One is a question for Alonzo, and the other is a concern about this, which I hate to have to share, but I think I do. Alonzo, how big a difference was there in cost between, say, April and July in Washington?
Well, keep in mind, I don't have the experience you all have as far as getting the different kinds of spaces and blah, blah, but it seemed like it was, let me go to that page. Matter of fact, I'm going to send you some stuff, Tracy, so you can look at it.
Did you have a second concern while
yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah, the bylaws say that let me pull it up so I can read it exactly. But essentially, that they have to be done in sequence, and that you shouldn't come back to one before all the other four have been visited. Which would mean that for PFW. That would not be the case. That is, you would be returning to Los Angeles before you got to PFW. It seems like a really rather insignificant matter compared to saving the money. And I certainly am not going to. Object to changing it around, but it does seem like we are bending the bylaws at the least.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, for example, where you met last time in the Renaissance.
Yeah.
It's a $100 difference.
Okay.
And it's $100 cheaper in July.
That makes a big difference.
For night.
Right.
Well, that's a
wow.
lot.
Yeah. This is Tracy. Well, two things. I mean, the only thing that I would put out is, A, I think that in the history of the PNB, it's been done before. I think there's been city swaps. Not for 6 months or 9 months for a whole year, but for 3 month periods of time. I think there is a precedent for having violated those bylaws before, for whatever that's worth. And then the other thing I would say is, you know, the bylaws say January, March, June, and September, and we keep meeting in April and July. So, I mean, you know, we've done a little twisting from time to time. This may be no worse than that.
As I say, I'm okay with that. I just thought I'd better mention it. And it's possible that somebody who doesn't want to see this happen will raise the issue.
Right.
Tracy?
Yeah, Bill.
Just a suggestion, and I don't have any objections, but it would be helpful for Alonzo to have the figures there so that we can, instead of just saying we think it'll cost less, you know, can say, well, like you were saying, it'll cost $100 less or whatever the exact figures are. Just an example of one or two hotels.
I'm going to try and figure a way to send this to Tracy.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I will forward whatever I get before the PNB, so it'll be there for the 5th. I mean, it's basically a question for the coordinating committee of do we want to put the recommendation out. The PMB can always vote it down, and they might.
Yes, I do. I think it's worth doing.
Okay. So, George, you want to formally make that motion then? Or do you want somebody else to do it?
I just assume somebody else did it. I'm going to have to rule on it, probably.
Arlene, you brought this up last time. Would you like to be the formal maker of the motion?
Arlene had to step away for a second. She had a call in. We're having a there's an engagement outside our office tomorrow, so we'll be getting calls all through the night.
Yes, there are.
I'll make the motion in view of the difference in prices between Washington in March or April and June, July. I move that we reverse the order of the Washington and L.A. meetings so that L.A. is in March or April and PFW is in June, July.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. That is the then the recommendation of the coordinating committee. So the third piece of this, and this is where I kind of jumped out on a limb, so you guys can sort of kick me back here if need be, was what the dates were going to be for the remaining three meetings and the suggestion that we meet in Berkeley on a particular weekend when there was no football, per Arlene's concern. So I have to get back to my desk. Just give me a second, but there's sort of a placeholder motion that I put out with some dates. We also don't have to decide on these things on Friday either. They could get kicked forward. And, of course, anything that has dates on it will take some time, and maybe we don't have the time on Friday. George, do you want to deal with all of this? I mean, do you want to push this forward to the next PNB meeting, or is it not that urgent?
It can certainly be pushed forward to the next PNB meeting. I've only put 5 minutes down for the coordinating committee report, and I thought we'd at least handle the date in that time. That seems to be urgent. This seems to could certainly be put off for a week, 2 weeks, or.
Okay. So it sounds like we'll bring the two motions about flipping Washington and Los Angeles, and we'll bring the motion about January 28th versus January 21st. And that's all we'll do.
Right. We might, as a courtesy, let the rest of the PFW directors know what we're planning on doing. I guess, Alonzo, if you would do that, and see if they have any objections to that.
Okay, and maybe the L.A. directors as well?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, Rico should know, but I don't know how much attention he's paying to the coordinating committee minutes. Okay. So, Alonzo, will you do that, or do you want me to do that? Alonzo?
All right. I'll go ahead and do that. Okay. So, is it also worthwhile, George, do you think, doing a polling about dates in April and July and October or September, whenever?
No. No, there's lots on the agenda, and
okay.
Some of it's urgent.
Okay, got it. So we'll put that off.
I hope you didn't ask me. I had to switch to another call.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Alonzo, could you tell your other PFW directors about the fact that we're thinking about switching the meeting
right. In
spring?
Right, I will.
Okay, and I'll give a heads up to the Los Angeles folks as a courtesy.
Now, don't forget that April's, I think it's going to be Easter time.
Yeah. Well, we're not necessarily committing to a particular at this point. We're just saying March, April will be Los Angeles and June, July will be Washington.
Okay.
Preferably July. Okay. What do we have left? Houston Logistics 2011 meeting schedule. Okay, Lauren, do you just want to make an announcement about the board orientation packet meeting that you scheduled? Nobody's on this call, are they? All right, I'll make an announcement. Levine scheduled the first board orientation packet meeting for the interesting time of Saturday, November 13th at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe the individuals that volunteered to be on that call are George, Richard, Uzel, myself, Alonzo, and Laverne.
What is the date of that again?
Saturday, November 13th.
Oh, great.
11 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah. If Laverne comes back, we could talk to her about that date. The 8 a.m. PST did not make me that happy.
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking.
Yeah.
I thought you were listening to me. Thank you, Tracy. Yes, the 13th. Yeah, thank you, and I really appreciate everyone's response. We look forward to having a couple of things that we already have in terms of what we think can be on the. I've already put aside some things in terms of in part of that orientation package, and also working with Richard and with Alberto in terms of what they've done with KPFT. So I look forward to a rollicking good meeting, and I really appreciate everyone's support of the timing.
Question?
I think Nico's going to try to make it up in time.
Yes, George.
What have Richard and Alberto done with KPFT?
Well, I understand that they have put together a package, an orientation package. They have in the past. I don't know what they're doing for the future. So I just wanted to get a copy of that and have that available, too. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh.
This is for the LSB or this is for the PMD?
It's what they've done for the LSB.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
But it'll be kind of a model.
Yeah.
Okay, Art.
It's that briefing book, George, that Susan used to do.
Yeah, yeah, I got it now.
And most of it's online on the KPFT website, by the way. I could
okay.
Send a link if you want.
Right. That's a good model. Just wrong.
Okay. Are you accepting mild complaints about the 8 a.m. PST thing?
No complaints at all. You know, Rico and I exchanged a little exchange, but as usual, he thought that I'd gotten the best of him. I got the one up on him with our exchange, so he said that he would try to make it at that time. But I think he has a band, so he works on Friday evenings. But I think that this will be a good time to get started. It's only the West Coast people who will need to be up early. And hopefully, okay. If you have it at that time, it won't really interfere with your Saturday plans. That's what was the reason for having it at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right. Well, this is Tracy expressing slight grief, but okay. Yes, George.
This is George. I'm now scheduled to be at a conference on that weekend. Is it possible to move the date?
What were you thinking?
The following week would be fine.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday would be fine too. Yeah.
I'm not available on the 19th.
The Saturday is actually the 20th. I don't know if that changes.
I'm not available either of those days.
Well, George, would you be willing to let us have a meeting without you and join us the next meeting?
Yes.
Or I'll be glad to pass my stuff on to Laverne, and you can move it a week back, and I won't have to attend. Either way.
What do you want to do, Laverne?
What we can do is we can move forward on the 13th, and also, you know, we'll see what we can do for the 20th too.
Okay, and I can tell you what I had in mind in contributing anyway, so that'll be
okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll see if we have some actions to follow up on the 20th after the
okay.
13th.
Okay, well, this is not a streamed call. It's not on tape. KPFTX. So, Laverne, if you could just send a reminder a day or two before the call, that would be great.
All right. I'll send it out tomorrow, what happens tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can
I mention something, Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the spring meeting, we might want to just make a note that April 24th is Easter next year, and Passover is April 18th to the 26th.
Okay. Good point. We'll try to avoid both of those intervals.
Actually, they coincide, so that helps a little.
Right. So the 18th to the 26th is off for everyone. Okay. The last item we had on the agenda was the affiliate director elections, I guess the vote counting. What's the item? George, do you want?
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like a major difficulty. Christine, I gather, is going to get the ballots. We actually have it. No. She's going to get the. Oh, no, there's more to it. I'm sorry. We have to have a vote of the PNB. So by November 15th, we'll have all the applications. They should be forwarded to the PNB, and we should decide it by the very next meeting, I would think. But we've typically done this by mailing in a ballot to Christine after we've seen the applications. I guess that's what we should do. That would be my suggestion, is that we send out by email the applications and give people a week to look at them and maybe 3 more days to get something in the mail and get it there, and say 10 days after the people receive it that we will have a vote count at the national office. I suppose something has to be done about having multiple people watching the vote. I'm not quite sure how to arrange that, since they pretty much all have to be in the national office somewhere.
On the last couple of elections where we've handled those, Chris has done the count, and she's grabbed either whoever else is here, me or Laverne or whoever.
Well, that works for me.
Okay. So is there anything specific that the coordinating committee needs to do as a group to facilitate this?
Probably just need to announce that that's the procedure at this upcoming meeting. I mean, I'm thinking whether there's going to be some objection to this, and if there is, I suppose it'll come up at the meeting. But I don't think we need to take a vote on that. It's just a matter of counting votes. It shouldn't be really an issue, but one never knows. So I guess I would suggest that if you just announce it, Tracy, and we'll do it that way. If there's some objection, we'll handle the objection at the time.
Okay, let me just say what I understand the procedure to be, and you can correct me if I've got something wrong. So all of the applications that have come in are going to be forwarded to the entire PNB. Is that date November 15th?
That's the due date, yes.
Okay, so all applications will be gotten to the PNB during that week. After, we'll give people what, 10, and we'll give people how long to review them? And send in their ballots, 10 days?
10 days. They have to be arrive at the national office within 10 days.
Within 10 days of the date that they're sent, and in addition to sending people, are we going to send people a little ballot form to mail back? Is that what we're going to do?
We can email them a form and have them fold it up and put it in their own envelope, I think.
Okay. And then they mail it back to the national office. They have a 10-day period of time to do that. Then at that point, there'll be a count at the national office. Christine, I guess, will be the counting individual. There'll be at least 3 witnesses, and she'll count the ballots and announce the results.
And I guess there should be some way of of making sure that the ballot coming back is the one that was sent. So maybe we do need to mail them. They can be mailed before the 15th. We can send an envelope with to each member with something in to be returned after they've had a chance to look at the information.
Okay, yeah, and you can put a number on each one or something like that. Okay.
Right.
All right. And the coordinating committee will help coordinate that if need be. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll announce that. My guess is if we're going to do those three things in the coordinating committee report, we're going to need more than 5 minutes.
Yep. I'll schedule for you for 7.
Thank you.
Just
that
kidding.
Won't work either.
I'll make it 10.
Okay, we'll try.
Do the thing that needs a vote first, which is the changing the date of the board meeting.
Yeah. Well, there's two things. Yeah, we need to switch Houston and Los Angeles, and we need to do the January date. So there'll be two motions and an announcement.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I apologize for being out of the room during that vote, but I had a call from one of the stations and they needed help. But I've noticed that when I go to New York and Washington, if you go during peak times, it can be as much as $150 a night difference in hotel rates.
Yeah, that's what Alonzo was kind of saying. And Alonzo's going to try to get us something on paper to support that, some quotes that I think he got. So, Alonzo, could you get that done by Friday? Alonzo? Okay, he flipped out, but presumably he can get that done by Friday.
My suggestion was to put...
I'm here. Can I get what done by Friday?
Can you get us on paper the differences in the hotel costs that you found?
Okay.
My suggestion was that we put off the discussion or recommendation about switching the dates until the next meeting. That's not really urgent. And it could wait a week or two for a decision on that. It's also the case, it occurs to me, that it's actually a motion to rescind the previous motion. So it needs some notice. So I think you should just mention that you're noticing this, that we're going to suggest this for the next meeting, and then it can be adopted by majority vote.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody? I know Arlene had some anxiety about getting the dates figured out as soon as possible, and, of course, we're not doing that. But
that's okay.
Okay. All right. Then I think that's the plan. Does anybody have anything else?
Oh, Tracy, it's Bill.
Yeah.
You know, the discussions with our NES about elections, that's likely to take. People are probably going to want to extend time on that, so just be prepared for that. And I don't know, I'm not sure how it'll go, but...
That's scheduled after the coordinating committee report.
Yeah,
right,
my personal request would be that we get the coordinating committee report on
before. Right.
Also, the finance committee report, I think, is also, because we're probably going to have two budgets, so
okay.
It would be nice for them not to get swallowed.
Okay, and I haven't seen any, I don't think, questions anybody have emailed me, you know, for Renee. She sort of asked that, you know, or indicated it'd be better to people to, you know, send them to her in advance so she'd be thinking about them, I guess, but, so I don't know, but I presume that a lot of the questions will have to do with KPFA, and maybe other places, but since she didn't certify the election there. And it's correct, she didn't certify it either for the staff or the listener election, is that right?
No, she has not.
Okay.
She told me
last month that she wasn't going to certify any of them until mid-November, but I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Her plan was not to certify until November 15th.
Okay.
No one had really objected to that until Dan Siegel sent his communique.
Yeah, I saw that.
We've all read. With a deadline on it of November 8th, which is Monday.
Who did that go to? I didn't see that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It was on the PNB listserv. I will dig it up and send it to you.
Thank you. Maybe I just missed that my email has been going crazy with KPF worker and... Save KPFA messages.
I can imagine that it would be. Okay, yeah, I'll find it. Let me make a note to do that.
October 28th.
Oh, thank you.
You send it then.
okay. Well, there's one part of it. Okay, I will dig it up.
I just found it, thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think the only thing that's left to do is just to confirm the next coordinating committee meeting, which is on the first Wednesday of December, so that would be December 1st. So I think we're all set, and we can adjourn.
Great. Thank you for the speed.
Yes, thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Everybody, George, if you're going to be available tomorrow, I need to talk to you. I don't think he heard.